Yet this unexpected revival is not unique. No less a figure than Stephen Hawking also uses a very similar argument in his best-selling A Brief History of Time. In this, he discusses whether we will ever be able to come up with a unified theory, one which will provide the ultimate explanation of how the universe works, that is, a theory of everything. At one point, Hawking asks, "Is the unified theory so compelling that it brings about its own existence?" He appears to concur with the ontological argument by suggesting that it does. As we have seen, Aquinas would have had no truck with such explanations of the Big Bang or a theory of everything. He had his own ideas on topics that professed to explain how the world began and how it worked. These were neatly encapsulated in the proof of God's existence that he sets out in Summa Contra Gentiles. It is essentially a rewording of Aristotle's prime mover argument. Aquinas states that everything which is moved by another thing. This chain of cause and effect can be traced in a regressive series, but no such series can be infinite. Thus we eventually arrive at the prime mover, which is itself unmoved. In the words of Aquinas, all understand that this is God. Although it's worth pointing out that Aristotle's original prime mover argument, conceived in the 4th century BC, could hardly have led to the Christian idea of God. It didn't even lead Aristotle to the precursor Judaic God who appears in the Old Testament. In fact, it led him to the very dissimilar ancient Greek idea of deity. This involved several dozen different gods, whose licentious behavior was scarcely in accord with Christian morality. Here, Aristotle may well have been bowing to contemporary prejudice. On other occasions, he appears to have regarded God as a kind of supreme intellect or spirit, which goes to show that even if we do accept Aristotle's prime mover argument, this can prove the existence of any kind of deity, from the god of mathematics to a little goat-legged flute player who ravages nymphs. Aquinas's prime mover argument carries some weight in a mechanistic universe, even if its conclusion is less than compelling to the scientist. Suppose the Big Bang were caused by some infinitely compressed particle. Why should we understand this as God? Also, the argument falls down in a mathematical universe, which does have infinite series. These were not unknown in Aquinas's time. He would have known of incommensurables, such as pi, which are referred to in Euclid, whose recently translated work had done so much to kindle the medieval love of geometry. Such arguments may seem unfair. How could Aquinas have taken into account the notion of the Big Bang, which was only conceived in the 20th century? And wouldn't he have considered mathematical incommensurables irrelevant, arguing that mathematics was an abstract pursuit, not part of the particular world of cause and effect?
This book is continued on Disc 2.